Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're beginning Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, the Halachos of Kriyas Sefer Torah. We're going to talk about Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos Mincha. Says the Mechaber in Seif Aleph, B'sheni uvachamishi uvishabbos b'mincha, korin shlosha. On Mondays, Thursdays, and Shabbos Mincha, we read three aliyos, ein pochsin mehem, ve'ein mosifin alehem. No fewer and no more, ve'ein maftirin menavi. We also don't do a haftarah from the Nevi'im. So what exactly is the background to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, says the Mishnah Berurah in his Hakdama, in his introduction to Siman Kuf Lamed Hei. Kosav HaRambam, Perek Yud Beis Mehilchos Tfilah. The Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin Ohem Li Yisrael, Shiyuhu Korin Batorah Berabim B'Shabbos U'V'Sheinu V'Chamishi B'Shacharis. Moshe Rabbeinu established for Klal Yisrael the mitzvah to read the Torah in public, on Shabbos and on Mondays and Thursdays in the morning, Kadesh lo yishu shlosha yomim b'lo shmias Torah, so that the people would not go for 3 days without listening to Torah. Ve'ezra tikin shiyuhu korin gam b'mincha b'chol Shabbos. Ezra added to this institution that the Torah be read at mincha of Shabbos, mishum yoshvei kranos. Because of Yoshvei Kranos and the Shair HaTziyun, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes two different opinions as to what the Yoshvei Kranos are. He quotes from the Rosh that these are Bali Malachos, She'in Lohem Penai, Lishmoa Kriyas HaTorah, B'Sheni V'Chamishi, people who are busy at work, who don't have the free time to listen to the Torah on Monday and Thursday. And then he quotes from the Aruch that they're people who don't go to the Beis Medrash, rather they're engaged in other idle chatter. So on Shabbos Mincha, we want them to come to Shul to listen to the Torah. Vegam huti came back in the Mishnah Berurah, Yehu Korin B'Sheni V'Chamishi Shlosha B'nai Adam. Ezra also added to the Takana that on Mondays and Thursdays there should be three people who are called up to the Torah. V'lo Yikru Pachos Me'asar Psukim. They shouldn't read fewer than 10 Psukim. Ki Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Lo Haisa HaTakana Davka Shehu Korin Shlosha V'Sheikru Asar Psukim Davka V'asahu V'tikin Davrzeh. During Moshe Rabbeinu's time, so the Takana was not specifically that they have three aliyos with 10 psukim, and Ezra added that to the Takana. Virushalmi isa Moshe tikin lohem de Yisrael shiukorin betor b'shabasos v'yomtiv uvrosh chodosh v'cholo shomboi. In the Yerushalmi it says that Moshe established Kriyas HaTorah for Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Umevio HaRif, Perek HaKorei Omid, V'chin Hu B'Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches, both the Rif and the Rambam quote that Yerushalmi. Who exactly is obligated in Kriyas HaTorah? In footnote number 2, it's quoted in the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik from Rav Baruch Ber in the Berkas Shmuel, Nivamos Tzimin Chaf Aleph, a Chakira, whether Kriyas HaTorah is considered a Chovas HaYachid or a Chovas HaTzibur. In other words, is it the case that each and every person has an obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah, but it can only be done in the context of a minyan? Or is it that the community at large has an obligation to perform the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? But we wouldn't say that it lies on each individual. Lamaisa, there were some who were machmir to consider it like a chovas yachid. There are stories about Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, about Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, about the Chazon Ish, that they went out of their way to hear Kriyas HaTorah when they were not able to make it to the Kriyas HaTorah that was already taking place in Shul. But the Chazon Ish is reported as ruling that fundamentally this is a chovas hatzibur. But are women obligated in Kriyas HaTorah? So there is a Magen Avraham in Reish Pei Beis, Sif Yud Beis, who says that really, women are obligated in Kriyas HaTorah, but they don't seem to be careful about fulfilling this obligation. Rav Yashiv adds that nowadays that women understand the language of Lashon HaKodesh, so they really should listen to Kriyas HaTorah. That's quoted in footnote number 3. Now, when is it that we do Kriyas HaTorah? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Aleph. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shacharis. We do it in the morning at shacharis. Even though fundamentally the entire daytime is fit for Kriyas HaTorah, the ideal time to do it is at the earliest time of shacharis. Can Kriyas HaTorah be done even before Nitzachama, after Alos HaShachar, when necessary? So this was a machlokas haposkim, the Maharsham in Chilek Aleph Siman Kuf Nun Ches says that that would be fine. However, Rav Yashiv says that you need to wait until Neitz HaChama. So why do we not add Aliyos or Maftir on Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbos, Mincha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Beis, Mishum Bitul Malach HaLa'am. We want to prevent people from having to miss work. V'gam Maftir and Mitam Zeh. That's why we don't add Aliyos. That's why we don't do a Haftorah. Continues the Rama in Seif Aleph. V'im hayu shnei chasanim beveis haknesses. If there were two people who got married in shul, v'hem yisraelim, they're both yisraelim, so mutar lahosif likros rvi'i. So then under those circumstances, you can add an aliyah on Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbos, mincha, deledidhu, hava ki yomtiv shemutar lahosif, because for them it's considered like a yomtiv, and on a yomtiv you're allowed to add aliyos. V'nir aduhu adin l'shnei ba'le bris. The same would apply to two people who fulfilled the mitzvah of bris milah. The yontif shalohem hu kedila kaman simin tav kuf nun tes, because it's also considered like a yontif for them, as we see in simin tav kuf nun tes. Now, do we actually practice this way? So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and say, if gimel mutar lahosif kedesh yuchu shneim la'alos la'torah, the reason to add aliyos would be to enable both of them to get aliyos. Uledina kasul ha'achronim de'ino agin kain. However, halacha lamaisa, we don't practice this. V'chol shakin to le'inin bali bris bevada in le'no kain. If we don't do it for the chasanim, certainly we don't do it for the bali bris. Continues the mechaber in Seif Beis. Makom shemafsikin b'shabes b'shacharis sham korin b'mincho v'sheni v'chamishu v'shabes haba. Wherever you pause the kriyas haTorah on Shabbos morning, that's where you continue from at Shabbos mincha on Mondays and Thursdays. Now, what happens if a congregation mistakenly reads from the previous week's parsha or from the following week's parsha? So what do they do over there? So the Mishnah Berurah says that this is a machlokas haposkim. In a Seif Dalid, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'imtov v'karu la'ashlosh akurim b'parsha rishono shal seder shavua ha'over. They read the three aliyos from the previous week's parsha, o shal shavua haba, la'achar shavua zeh, or they read from the following week's parsha, im huma akiv b'di'evet olo, whether that is whether that is problematic, even b'di'evet, ayim pischei tshuva shehivi deyas ho'achrona b'zeh, there is a machlokas haposkim over there. Continues the Rama in Seif Beis, im bitlu Shabbos achas kriyas haparsha b'tzibur. If the congregation misses the reading of Kriyas HaTorah on one Shabbos, so the Shabbos haba korin osa parsha ima parsha hashaycha la'osa Shabbos, so then it makes up the reading that it missed on the next Shabbos together with that Shabbos's reading. What exactly is the case over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Hey. Im bitlu v'chule machmas ketota v'chadome. If there was some strife in the community that caused the community to miss Kriyas HaTorah, umayri shalo karu kol hayom. The cases where they did not read the parsha throughout the entire day of Shabbos. Aval im bitlu rak b'shachris hakriya uv'mincha kvar matzu minucha. If they missed the laning at Shachris, but they were able to resolve their tension and then get together for the Kriyas HaTorah and Mincha, so then im yesh penai likros kol asedra, yikru b'mincha kol asedra, v'yikru shiva gavrei, so then at Mincha they should read the entire parsha with seven aliyos, ki kol yom ha-Shabbos uzman ha-Kriya, because the entire day of Shabbos is fit for the laning, even though we generally do it in the morning, however the entire day is fit. Aval im gam b'mincha lo ha-Yeminucha, if the strife continued into Mincha, lo yikru b'sheni u'b'chamishi kol asedra mi-Shabbos ha-Avar, so then what do? They miss the parsha, yeah? So now the next Monday or Thursday, what do? They don't read from the previous week, the one that they missed. Ki b'chol yash bitul malach ha'am. So first of all, they can't read the entire parsha because then they're going to cause people to miss work. Eliyekru rak ha'parsha min ha'seder shel Shabbos haba, v'lo min Shabbos ha'over. Rather, they should just keep to normal. They should do three aliyos from the current parsha, not from the previous parsha. The Mishnah Berurah says to look at the Dagol Me'irvava. The Dagol Me'irvava explains that first of all, we don't read from the previous parsha because the previous obligation never overrides the current obligation. You always go with bishah, not shalom bishah. And number two, we don't want people to have a misimpression about what the right parsha is. So therefore, you stick with the right parsha and you make up the missed parsha on the next Shabbos. What if a shul misses Kriyas HaTorah because they did not have a minyan? So in footnote number 7, it's quoted from Reb Shlomo Zalman that there is no obligation to make up the reading in that case because there was no chiyuv. Since there was no chiyuv because there was no minyan, therefore there's no obligation to do a tashlumin, and instead each person should read the parsha from a chumash for himself. However, there are others who disagree. Rav Bitzalo Shtern and Bitzel HaChochma, Chilak Aleph, Simin Zayin, quotes from other poskim who disagree and say that the obligation to make up the reading still applies. Now, what happens if you have a tzibur that misses multiple parshios? So let's continue in the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Vav Shabbos Achas. V'im bitlu kama shabbosos, they missed a whole slew of Parshios, yesh omrim te'ein likros b'Shabbos haba ki'im ha-sedra ha-achrona ha-smucha l'zeh. There are those who say not to read on the next Shabbos, not to make up more than the previous parsha. You can only make up the previous parsha. Just like in Hilchos Tefillah, you can only make up the previous Tefillah, so too in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, you can only make up the previous parsha. However, v'yesh omrim t'tzarech la-hashlam b'tzibur kol ha-sedra she-bitlu. There are others who say that no, you have to make up all of the Parshios that you missed. U'mebe'er ha-gra, mashmat t'sfilek ya'adea ha-rishona. The Gra seems to side with the first opinion that you make up only the previous parsha. However, it's quoted in footnote 10 that the Gra was machmir for himself to read all of the Parshios that he missed while some maisa where he was in jail, unfortunately. Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out in footnote number 9, quoted in footnote 9, that even according to the first opinion that you make up only the previous parsha, what if you miss a parsha and then there's a yontif? So then you don't have the opportunity to read Parsha Sashavua. So even that opinion would say that you could still make up the previous parsha the next time that you have the opportunity to lay in Parsha Sashavua after yontif. Now what happens if you miss a double parsha? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Zayin, Kriyas HaParsha v'chulei, ve'im hayu shtei parshios mechubarin ba'oso Shabbos shebitlu. So the Shabbos that they missed was a double parsha. Das ha-marami means the ein mashlimin was some cloud. You can't make that up at all. Why not? Because we never have that you read three parshios on one Shabbos. Parsha achas you also can't pick and choose. You can't pick one of the double parsha to make up the intakon olachatzoyin, because that would be incomplete. That would be a partial tashlumin. So the same reasoning would apply if you missed a single parsha, but then on the makeup week it's already a double parsha. So then nami ein mashlim na parsha mishabes shalover mitam aniskale el. So then the same reasoning would apply. You wouldn't be able to miss the parsha to make up the parsha that you missed. Uvagos min hagim chulik al kol ze v'chein hiskin be'ilia rabba. Other achronim disagree and say no. The la'olam tzarech lahashlim mashabitlu mishabes haover. You have to make up whatever you missed the previous week. V'chein note das sefer mogin giborim, and the mogin giborim agrees with that as well. Yesh omrim de'in bitlu parshas vayechi. What happens if you miss the last parsha of a sefer? So if you miss parshas vayechi, ein likroso in parshas Shmos. According to one opinion, you can't read it together with Shmos. Ki kishekon shtei sedros tzarech likroso chad gavra misov sedor yishono latchila sedor shniya kedei sheyu mechubarin. Whenever you miss a parsha, you have to combine the two parshios by combining the last aliyah of the first parsha with the first aliyah of the second parsha. And in this case, you're not going to be able to do that because they are from two different svarim. One's from Bereishis and the other one is from Shmos. So you can't do that between Bereishis and Shmos. So according to this Yash Omrim, if you missed Vayechi, you can't make it up together with Shmos. The same would apply to all the other svarim if you missed the last parsha of a sefer. However, again, there are others who disagree and say that no, you still make up the parsha. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in his name that certainly if you miss Vizos HaBracha, you can't make it up with Bereishis. That's a totally new cycle of Kriyas HaTorah. But for the other four instances of this, then you would be able to do that. If they have the practice to read Vayechi together with Shmos, they should not be critiqued. So they missed Kriyas HaTorah in one shul. However, most of the shul, most of the people who go to the shul that missed Kriyas HaTorah, they were at some other shul and they heard the Kriyas HaTorah over there. So ein sarech lahashlim. And in that case, the shul that missed, it doesn't have to make it up. If the majority of the congregation did not hear the Kriyas HaTorah, even though in town there are other shuls who, you know, stay the proper path, and they did read the parasha. If you have a shul that didn't have the parasha, and most of the shul didn't hear it, so then tzrichan lahashlim akriya, then they have to make it up. Continues the Rama. Korenosa parasha. V'hainu sheyikru kiseder hakesubos batora. They read in sequential order. You don't do, even though when it comes to tefillah, if you miss a mariv, you make it up in shachris, and down in shachris, and then mariv. But when it comes to kriyas HaTorah, you do the opposite. You read the, if you, you, you go in sequential order. So you do the missed parsha before you do the current parsha. Mitchilo shel Shabbos ha'over v'achakach shel Shabbos zo. V'hatam kosav shom ki mimos ma'osher Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom nitkan likros ha'Torah. So the Or Zarua writes that from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a takana to read the Torah, b'parshiyoseha, according to its parshios, ule hashlima, and to complete the entire Torah. Kedei lehashlima la'o mitzvos v'chukim, because you want to teach the people all of the mitzvos that are in the Torah. So therefore, you got to make up all, you got to make up the parsha, yeah, and you have to do it in sequential order as well to keep the Seder that was established, bizman Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Some other issues that come up with Tashlumin. What if you missed one of the Dalet Parshios? Can you make that up? So the Mishneh Brura in Tafresh Pehei Simin Beis. Sorry, hold on one second. In footnote number 12 over here. Yeah, so can they be made up? Mishneh Brura Tafresh Pehei Siv Beis says that they can't be made up if you miss them. However, can they be read at Mincha? That is more of a Machlokas HaPoskim. Reb Nissen Karelitz says that for all the Dalet Parshios, you can read them at Mincha. Rav Vosner in Chilek Dalet, Simen Ayin Aleph of the Shevet Alevi, writes that if you have a minion of people who missed Parsha Zachor, so then certainly you could read it at Mincha, but without a bracha. And when it comes to Parsha Shkalim, there's also a Machlokas HaPoskim over there. Now, what do you have? Well, what about if you have a Ben Chutz La'aretz, somebody who lives in Chutz La'aretz, he travels to Eretz Yisrael, and in so doing, he misses a Parsha. Because the Yom Tov Sheni fell out on Shabbos, so Eretz Yisrael is really a week ahead, and when he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to miss a parsha. So is he obligated to make it up? This happens pretty often with Bnei Yeshiva who come home for Pesach and then they go back to Eretz Yisrael afterwards. So fundamentally, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman say that Me'ikar Hadin, they don't have to make it up, but Rav Yashiv says that they should do their best to try to hear it. Tomorrow we will continue with Simon Kuflamet Hebes Hashem. Have a wonderful day.